Did you understand what retirement meant?
Yeah,
at 13 years old.
She was scared in the beginning. She was scared in the beginning.
I'm saying, did you understand it? Like, where? Like, why did you want to retire your mom?
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleep is for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, where we find people who have actually built some stuff. And we got a youngster. We got a young man.
Let's go.
Built something bigger than most people ever will in their entire life. Do you realize that you've done more in your, how old are you now?
14.
14. You've done more in your 14-year-old life than most adults will never, ever accomplish. Do you understand that?
Yes. This is motivation. I just want to, you know, show people.
Like, well, we're going to show them on this podcast, yeah, man. So I want to introduce young Trey, CEO of Spurgo, young Spurgo billionaire, man. What's going on with you, guys?
What's going on, Mr. Dave?
So go on and explain. Go on, you know, tell the people who you are, what you do. We'll jump into it.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Trey Brown. I'm a 14-year-old entrepreneur and CEO of Spurgo. And Spurgo represents power, strength, and courage. I came up with Spurgo January 2018, 12 years old, and I started with my birthday money. I had about $300 for my birthday. I spent half of that on liabilities. And for everybody that don't know what liabilities is, really just like depreciating assets. So things
whoa,
like...
Whoa. Where you learn about liability? Where the first time you heard the word liability?
Neo. I believe we had a bunch of words that we had to study. So like asset, liability, entrepreneurship, different things like that. But I started with $300 for my birthday. I spent half of that on like video games. I was into music at the time, like pianos, recording studio equipment, different things like that. And then I had the other half. I had $178, but this time I want to invest in something powerful. I want to invest in something strong. And then I was just thinking, like, I was always into clothing just because my mom, she's a seamstress. I go to church. I go to church every Sunday. So just growing up, you know, we can't come out the house, you know, looking a mess, really. Like, going to church, we was suit ties, mm-hmm, shoes, you know. So just always clothing was just important in the household. So I came up with the logo. Got my first 16 t-shirts printed with my birth, with the half of my birthday money, $178. Sold out the first week, kept reinvesting. So after them 16 t-shirts, I reinvest, was able to get, so it was 16, then it was like 28 t-shirts, then it was like 35 t-shirts, then we were able to build up, then I was able to get my first hoodies and different things like that. So like, I started with my 16 t-shirts. Now I got a warehouse, you know, over 10,000 products just coming in and out of the warehouse, and that's just still from them 16 t-shirts from my birthday money.
So you took your birthday money.
Yeah.
You had this idea to start this company called Spurgo. And what does Spurgo represent? What is it? What does it represent, but what does it mean? What is a Spurgo?
So it represents power, strength, and courage. But I came up with the name combining the words sports and heroes. And I added G-O at the end just because Spurgo for the go-getters. And then also, like, with the heroes, I just wanted to, you know, do heroes, like, my personal heroes. People, you know, that inspire me. So, like, people like Diddy, Jay-Z, people that inspire me, like, you know, to even start a business, to even be on the mindset. So that's heroes, and then sports, something that I like into, and then I added G-O because, you know, Spurgo for the go-getters. It don't matter, you know, what your profession is, as long as you're getting up, you're working hard every day. You know, that's Spurgo.
I love it. So you have this idea, and did you do any businesses before you met Neo?
Yes. So this was like my first business. I don't even really tell people this, but my first business ever, you remember like when the fidget spinner wave was like going hard? All right, so basically, this is what I did. I was going to, like, the convenience store around my way in Philadelphia. That's where I'm from. And I think the fidget spinners was, like, $3. I would go there, get a fidget spinner for, like, $3, spray paint it, take it back to the house, like, spray paint it, things like that, and go back to the store. Go to school and sell it for, like, $7. So with the $7, I would buy two more fidget spinners, which they were $3 a piece, and then, you know, I was spray painting it again and just kept selling it at school. You know, it probably was like a week because the fidget spinner wave was like on and off. Yeah. But that was like my first business. But I was also like just getting into like a lot of stuff like that. I remember one time I had like a backyard sale. My mom, she was mad at me because I was like trying to sell everything. I was trying to sell my book bags, school books, different things like that. But I was always just like business minded, and you know, I would just spend hours and hours a day just watching, you know, just Diddy interviews, Jay-Z in a studio, how they think, inside Bill Gates' brain, stuff like that. You know, because I was just interested. I never knew what I would be. I always just thought, like, yo, one day I just want to be wealthy. One day I just want to be, you know, rich. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I used to do music. I used to be a recording artist, but.
It's so funny you say used to be. Like, you ain't got a whole lot of used to in you. You 14 years old, right, bro.
Right.
So I need to know where this entrepreneurial thing came. Did you see somebody that was an entrepreneur, or was your parents an entrepreneur, or where do you get this? Where do you get the idea to say, yo, I'm going to get the little fidget spinners, I'm going to paint it, sell it for $7.
Mm.
Where you get it from?
I'm not really sure about the fidget spinners. I just knew, like, everybody was posting them. Like, everybody at my school had them, and I'm like, and there was a few people that didn't have them, so supply and demand. So basically, I brought them to school and started selling the fidget spinners. But then also, my mom, she had a clothing business. She was like a seamstress, and she started off with T-shirts and different things like that. You know, so I believe that's where I get my entrepreneurial spirit from. My mom, she just a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, my mom.
So
always,
is your mom an entrepreneur?
My mom is an entrepreneur, yes.
Yeah.
I retired my mom from her working job.
Really?
At 13 years old, yeah.
Wow. So you're 13 and retired your mom from her job at 13.
Yes. So basically step one was I was just like working every day just in school. So I was in school. So I used to be in school, and then after school, I would have so much to do. So I would have to ship out orders. I would have to make deliveries and different things like that. And then for a long time, it took a long time for me to persuade my mom to get homeschooled. Once I persuaded my mom to get homeschooled, she let me try it out. I believe it was like February.
Why did you want to be homeschooled?
I just wanted to be homeschooled because, you know, Neo would hit me like, Trey, we got to go to L.A. We got to go to Hawaii, different things like that. And I would always have to travel. So I was missing days of school. And then the days I was in school, I would be in there for like 8-9 hours. And then when I came out, I would just have so much to do. I would be tired. And all my energy was going to school. And then I started seeing people. I started doing homeschooling and different things like that. And I hit up a few of my, like, you know, my celebrity friends. Like, yo, how you working on, you know, what you're doing and school.
What celebrity friend? Where are you getting these celebrity friends from, Spray?
It's just like kid friends, people that had dead businesses, or, you know, people like Derrick Grace. So like Derrick Grace, his kids, you know, they had businesses and different things like that.
Hold on. So there's more like you out here?
Yeah, it's a few. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How many people do you know? Because people that are watching this, they're thinking that you are the unicorn. You are the 14-year-old. And your biggest month in business, how much you making your biggest month?
It's actually this month. So November, I think we at $130,000 for this month.
$130,000 a month. So people look at you and say, yo, you are like the, you're the unicorn. Like, there's you're a kid that just happened to fall in the right situation, or, mm-hmm. you know, you find the love and you build something.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm an author, right? And for some reason, I just know other authors. Like, all my friends wrote books.
Mm-hmm.
So you know other kids that are entrepreneurs as well?
Yes.
Give me a few.
Let me think. Who we got? We got True Jones.
True Jones.
He's a stock investor. He traded options, 78 grand, 80 grand one day of just trading stocks. And who else we got?
Is that Derek Grace kids?
Yeah, right? Derek Grace kids. They do entrepreneurship. It's just a couple, and then others just like it's a lot of kids out here doing amazing things. For I know sure. a lot of kids that just do music and different things like that. So just people and just influencers and different things like
that. Do you know that you're a part of a revolution that's being started, right? And you got a responsibility mm-hmm. on your like a lot of kids are looking up to you, right? And a lot of adults too. I mean, shoot, I look up to you. Like you're doing some really really amazing things. Yeah. But because of, like, a lot of eyes are on you, right? Do you feel any pressure to do it right, to watch what you say, to be respectful? Do you feel any pressure to really walk in excellence because there are a lot of kids you're going to be responsible for?
Yep. I just hang around the right people, like my mentors and different things like that. They show me, you know, the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Just showing me how to be respectful. Just showing me, you know, what to say on Instagram, what not to say, just the way to carry yourself. Like, I feel like having mentors is really important because they really just give you the straight path to success. So me hanging around Neo, me hanging around Hump 500, you know, they did this for years and years. Yeah, now sure. I'm able to like, now they showing me like, yo, Trey, don't make that mistake. Yo, Trey, don't do this, do it like this. So now, you know, I'm just able to learn from them because they did everything that I want to do. And they're, you know, they just doing great at it. They,
Give me some of the lessons that you've learned from your mentors that you apply to your life now.
Let me think. Some lessons that I learned from my mentors. Let me see.
I mean, you're around them all day long. Like, especially because you're out here in Atlanta. You're from Philly, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we was at Him 500 house, got this huge house, right? Got the beautiful cars. You're around Nehemiah Davis all the time. Just
yeah, I got one.
Awesome.
So I went to the jewelry store. About a month ago. And then I told Mr. Neo and I told Him 500, they said, Trey, get your first investment property before you buy any jewelry. Trey, get a few more streams of income before you buy a piece of jewelry. Me, when I went to the jewelry store, I was ready to cash out right
because
there.
Because you got the money. Right,
yeah. But Neo and Mr. Marcus, they told me, you need to have real estate properties. You need to have stocks and things like that. That's just automatically going to, you know, pay for the jewelry. You don't want to buy your first piece of jewelry before you have your, you know, your first piece of, like, real estate or your first real estate investment. But, you know, it's just a lot of gems that they give me every day, you know, just everyday things. Like, when you walk into a building, make sure you greet everybody. You shake everybody's hands. It don't matter, like, if this is a janitor, you know, you introduce yourself because you never know who might know who.
Mm-hmm.
So just greet yourself anytime you come in the building. You know, so it's just everyday things. They just tell me, like, look, post at this time. That's when people getting off of work. Like, they teach me a lot of different things, so much.
So what did it feel like when you retired your mom? I mean, where was she working at?
So my mom was a school teacher. I believe it was third grade that she was teaching for the Philadelphia School District. Mastery Charter School. She was a school teacher. My mom was working, you know, I think it was like 9 to 5, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I wanted to get my mom retired is just because, like, we were working so much after, you know, she finished her job. So my mom was doing a job. And then plus, like, we were staying out to 2, 3 a.m. in the morning every day just doing deliveries, just working on different things. And I said, Mom, you know what? I'm going to retire you. So after
So it was your idea to retire.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you understand what retirement meant?
Yeah.
At 13 years old?
She was scared in the beginning.
I'm saying, did you understand it? Like, why did you want to retire your mom? Let me put it that way.
I wanted to retire, you know, so, like, she could be present full-time. Like, so she could be present full-time with the family. And then just also so she can help me work on Spurgo more. Like, take Spurgo to a whole nother level. And after I retired her, you know, I retired in November 6th. It was either November 5th or November 6th, 2019. January, February, we just started going off with Spurgo. You know, I was able to go to Miami and meet Sean Diddy Combs. Mr. Sean, he He reposted me on Instagram 2018, but I was able to connect with him, meet DJ Khaled. We were able to open up the storefront this year. Just from my mom being retired, we're able to, you know, be present to more opportunities and different things like that. Now my mom, you know, she's able to run the store. She's able to, you know, work on personal things. Now my mom can get a massage anytime she wants. Now my mom, she could go on vacations and, you know, do whatever she want to do.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So being able to retire your mom, that's absolutely huge.
Yeah.
But what is your, is your father real?
My stepfather is, yes.
Stepfather?
Yeah.
Have you ever met your real dad?
I did before, yes.
When?
I met him a few times.
Do you talk to him now?
Occasionally. Okay.
Is there anything like, is there any like connection that you ever wanted with your dad or?
No, not really.
Not really?
That's not really around, but I don't really let it affect me. I got mentors that really take the place and really step up.
Yeah, I think that's like that's awesome. I think everybody needs to have some sort of man in their life. That's why when I see you with Neil like all the time, I think, you know, kind of like the title of mother, father, you know, we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are important in our lives are the ones that are in our lives. However, do you feel the importance to create a connection with your dad or maybe kind of get to understand him, or does he ask you for stuff or anything like that?
No, not really. He just hit me occasionally and then we chop it up. Nothing against him. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing against me. It's just whenever, I'm just always working. So if I get the opportunity to talk to him, then I'll talk to him. Yeah. But I'm not like just looking to talk to him all day long. I got other things I really to work on, but I ain't got nothing against him, really. Mm.
So as Trey, not Trey the entrepreneur, not Trey the CEO of Spurgo, what is Trey into?
I like to play video games, basketball. That's really it. Mm. I like to play video games a lot. PlayStation, hang out with my friends anytime that I can. And then I also, like me, I just like to put people in position as well. So, like, I hire my friends a lot of times. I hire my cousins anytime we have an opportunity. I remember last year, I had my first pop-up shop at Cherry Hill Mall up in New Jersey, and I was able to hire all my friends, all my cousins, and just give them the experience. It was just a spot on experience. So one, they was just able to hang out with me. But then, you know, so during the day, I think the Cherry Hill Mall, we was there from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. So like 6 a.m. all day to like 1 a.m. So we was doing hours. We putting that work in. Yeah, but we had the pop-up shop. We had the pop-up shop, and they was just like getting to know the business. And they were like just able to see like how my days look and just like see how I'm working. But then also at the end of the night, we would go back to the hotel and really just like just have fun and things like that. But I like to put people in position. Like, I have my whole family working at my headquarters right now. You know, I got a headquarters in Philadelphia, warehouse. So in the headquarters, it's a warehouse all the way at the bottom in the basement. The second floor is, you know, the Spurgo store. A lot of people been supporting ever since, you know, we opened up in July. And then on the top floor is the office. So that's a lot of times where my mom is at, you know, just working on different documents and things like that. You know, we work with a lot of companies and big companies. So she always like handling that. My family, like my little brother, my cousin, my grandfather is just working the store. And they, you know, that we get to spend more time with each other. Well, I'm not currently there. I haven't been in the store in 2 months, but they're able to like connect with each other. They're able to connect with each other, and you know, I'm just happy to give, you know, my family opportunities.
Yeah, and you said you haven't been to the store in 2 months because you're here in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and it's still running without you.
Yeah, still running great. It's still running great. Like, my mom and my cousin, they always FaceTime me like, yo, this person came from Baltimore just to come to the Spurgo store. This person came all the way from New York just to come to the Spurgo store, and I FaceTime. I'd be super excited to see them, you know, because just thinking back, like, 2 years ago, January 2018, I was going into, like, barbershops, like, hustling. Like, hey, my name is Trey Brown. I'm a 12-year-old entrepreneur, and I was shy. But now we got a storefront where people are like coming to see us. They're driving hours and hours, you know, just to get the Spurgle experience, just to get the Spurgle vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but the Spurgle headquarters is going great right now. When you come in, there's always music playing. You interviews up. Once this interview come out, you're gonna have, you know, the Sleepers for Suckers interview out.
So you about to put me in position?
Yeah, for sure.
That's love. So you were like really door to door with like at barbershops selling your clothes.
Yeah.
Was this okay? So was Neil with you?
Yeah. So Neil was my first mentor. I had Neil up before we even launched. Neil had sent me his course. Neil had sent me his course over the T-shirt brand course.
Neil said you owe him $100 for his course. Okay. Was it $100? Yo, give that man his money.
I thought I paid that.
He said you ain't paying his brand.
he sent me over the T-shirt course. And because I had DM'd, I said, hey, Mr. Neil. My name is Trey Brown. I'm a 12-year-old entrepreneur. I didn't even say all that because I wasn't an entrepreneur, but I'm a 12 years old. I got, you know, my birthday money that, you know, I just wanna invest, things like that. I wanna start a clothing brand. Could you help me out anyway? He sent me over his T-shirt brand course. And I spent all night just learning about it. What shirt should, like, you know, what type of print should you use for the shirt? What type of shirt should you use? How to market it? What's the best colors for the logos? Different things like that. So I spent all night just on Mr. Neo course. And then we would just chop it up on Instagram. So the first 16 t-shirts that I got printed, sold it to family and friends. And then I had read up and got like the 28 t-shirts with the money, you know, that I had sold out with the 16 t-shirts. And I had them 28 t-shirts. And I'm just sitting there looking like, you like, how I'm gonna sell these? I sold out to all my family and I sold out to friends. I don't know no more people to like buy the t-shirt. So I called Mr. Neil, I think just like 10-11 p.m. at night. Mm-hmm. And I called him. I like, hey, Mr. Neil. I'm like, hey, Mr. Neil, I sold out at the barbershop. I sold out on family and friends. Now, where should I be selling my product to? How can I get my product out there? How can I sell more t-shirts? Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, you need to hit every business in Philadelphia. You need to hit every barbershop, you know. So that Saturday, that's what we did. And we went, and I wouldn't come in the house until everything was sold out. I wouldn't eat until everything was sold out. And then also, what I feel like that it's really important, I was investing 100% of my profit. A lot of times with us having a business, as soon as we make our first $100, we want to get the new Jordans. We want to get the new Xbox. And me, I was just reinvesting 100% so that I could build a global brand. Yeah.
You got a different type of grind, kid.
For sure.
Really.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not even... At first, I'm like, okay, well, the kid's young, and the brand is cool, and he's going to be successful because people are going to support the brand, right? You experienced that, right? Like people will... They'll support because you're young. But the more I get to know you... I realize that you are successful because you will stop at nothing.
Right.
And I see it not only in business, but when we play in basketball, like you're like, I got next. Somebody else like got next. You're like, no, not. I'm going to fight to get what I want.
Right.
And I'm seeing that you are much more than just a cute kid that, you know, people aren't going to support.
Right.
You come out with a quality product. You come out with dope stuff. So when you come with the designs, what's that process like? Is it just you and your mom, or how's it
going? It's really just like a whole team. We got like a whole designer team that's really just backing us. And then also, you know, another good pro to having a team is that you get everybody's decision. A lot of times, us as business, we just want to go our way. We want to do what we want to do. But I got a team where now it's like I might have an idea, and somebody from my team like, hold up, Trey. Hold up, Trey. It's wintertime. We shouldn't be doing jean jackets right now, Trey. Or this color is a little too bright. Let's do this color. You know, but we get everybody insight. And then also, me and a lot of my friends help, like, with the design process as well. Yo, Trey, quarter zips is the wave. So I got on this Spurgle quarter zip right now. Mm-hmm. And big shout out to my little brother, Amir, my blood brother. He said, Trey, like, we need quarter zips. Everybody liking them right now. And then in the beginning, I was a little shaky about it because I just didn't know, like, I didn't really see a lot of people wearing it, and then I thought it was just like a cheap product, because a lot of other quarter zips were just like, they were a bad fabric. Mm-hmm. But then I told my mom, like, let's get on it. Let's design a quarter zip. And it's just like, I like it. Like, I've been rocking this for the last few weeks.
And they just come in. See, how did you start designing your team or putting your team together? Would it just happen organically? Like, when your friends pull up, like, yo, I want to help. Like, how'd it work?
Just small, like, just opportunities that I had. So building a team, I was just, you know, I didn't really hire nobody full-time until I started doing projects. So first I started doing, like, projects and just had people here and there just to see how they work and different things like that. And, you know, how your manners is and different things like that before I hire anybody full-time. You know, so a lot of my friends, they always would tell me, like, yo, Trey, like, can I spend a day with you, Trey? Like, Trey, can, you know, I spend a day with you and see, like, what you do? So I had the pop-up shop. At Cherry Hill Mall. And I put all my, I hired my friends for the 3 days that we had the pop-up shop. And they, you know, they loved it. And then my cousin as well, who works at the headquarters right now, she did the pop-up shop with us. So now I was able to see everybody's strength and weakness. So now I know, you know, somebody like my brother, he's not really interactive. He don't really like talking as much. So I have him down in the warehouse instead of having him, you know, speak to customers, because I was just able to learn everybody's strengths and weaknesses. But my cousin, who works at the store right now, she worked at the pop-up shop. You know, I hired her to work in the headquarters because I liked the way that she worked, you know, at the pop-up shop, her work ethic. She was running back to the U-Haul truck. Like, she just kept, like, her work ethic was like mine, so I hired her, you know. But building a team could be hard, but I just like to have professionals in my corner, you know what I'm saying? I like to have professionals, like somebody just did my website. Like, I did my website in the beginning. But I wanted to have a professional do it. Like, I'd rather have professionals.
Yeah. So would you prefer, and I don't know motivation stuff, right? But right. Would you prefer, like, what makes you happiest? Mm-hmm. Working on your business or, like, hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your family?
Yeah.
What makes you happier?
What makes me happy is just, like, really doing everything in my business first. There's a saying that I always go by. You do what you got to do so you can do what you want to do. So hanging out with my friends and hanging out with my family, that stuff, like, really comes last. It was a lot of times in the beginning with me starting Spurgo. It was a lot of times when my friends had birthday parties I couldn't make. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, my friends, they were all hanging out, everybody going to the movies. But Neo would hit me up, like, yo, Trey, I got a networking event. Mm-hmm. So I told my friends, like, sorry, I can't make it. And, you know, it's just things like this. You know, it's things like this. Times like this that you never know what may happen. Like, I remember one time, my mom got in a car accident. My mom had gotten in a car accident in Philadelphia. And Neo had hit me up that day. He said, yo, Trey, I got a networking event. Me and my mom, we made it work. We had got a rental car just for the day to hit the networking event. And at that networking event, I was able to meet Mr. Runway Billionaire, Jordan Johnson. I was able to meet these people, these guys that I talk to every single day. Mm-hmm. And if I would have been like, dang, we got in a car crash. Nah, I just want to take a nap right now. And if I wouldn't have went, you know, to that networking event, I would have never met Mr. Runway. I would have never met, you know, Mr. Jordan. So, you know, just taking the opportunity of a lifetime. But, you know, you do what you got to do so you could do what you want to do. Like, hanging out with friends and family comes, like, last to me. I make sure all the business is done first. Everything that I got to do is done first. And then, you know, playtime comes after.
I think that's cool, too, because just know in your journey, there's going to be people that try to convince you that, yo, you just need to be a kid. Y'all go hang out with your friends. But I would advise, and I'm sure, you know, all your other mentors advise, do what makes you happy. Like right now, if somebody says, yo, what makes you happy? Yo, entrepreneurship, going live, doing interviews. And be like, yo, no, but like, what makes you happy? Like, when do you relax? This is relaxing for me.
Right.
You feel me?
I felt like, And what I always tell people always ask me like, yo, Trey, I want to start a business. Yo, Trey, I want to do this. I want to do that. And the first step I always tell people is find your passion. Find something that you love to do. When I started Spur Going after a few months, you know, I just started loving it. Like, I would go out every Saturday. I was waking my mom up at 8 a.m. like, Mom, let's go. Time for the barbershop. They already knew the drill. So my mom would block out her Saturdays. But you got to find something that you love to do, you know, something that you would want to do even if you wasn't getting paid from it. Because in the beginning, you know, they say in your first 5 years of business, you won't really be getting paid. In the beginning of Spurgo, I wasn't getting paid. To this day, I still don't really touch anything, you know, because I just constantly reinvesting. But you just got to find passion. You got to find your passion and find something that you love doing. And, you know, that's going to be your fun. You know what I'm saying?
Even to this day, you don't really take a salary like that?
No, not really. I started working on other things like stocks, getting into like different real estate things, just for me. Like I really don't take much, really.
Really?
Yeah.
So like, do you pay yourself like a specific salary, or you still in reinvestment mode?
Like, I'm still in reinvestment mode.
You pay your mom a salary? Because to retire your mom, you got to pay her salary, so you pay your mom.
Yes.
But you don't pay yourself.
Yeah, not really.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, especially when you're hanging out with Neo, you don't need your own money anyway. You know what I'm saying? Neo Rich, we good. Yeah. I need to retire and just hang out with Neo. I'll be straight. Yeah. All right, so tell me about your friends, man. You got any friends that's like going to be do you have any of your friends that you can say, yo, this is going to be the next boss? That's going to be
my business?
Yeah. But the hardest thing is, like, even with your friends, because they still know you for Trey.
Yeah.
And they may not recognize you as, like, this seven-figure business owner, right?
Yeah.
But do you have any of your friends that you think, yo, this would be a good business partner or something else?
I got one of my friends. His name Kobe. He does real estate at 14.
What do you mean he does real estate?
Yeah, he do real estate at 14. He really quiet with it. Like he don't really like post a lot about it. I tell him he needs to start posting, but he don't really post about it. He got a 17 unit in Cleveland, Ohio. Like he going hard. But
where are these children coming from? Yo, yeah. I was not a child like this. I mean, I tried to make a couple dollars, but I wasn't doing real estate at 14 years old.
Like. So we just always like we just surround ourselves around like mentors and great people, and they really help us, you know, do different things like that. Yeah, but my friend Kobe, we got a few things that we've been working on. Like we were working on like a drop shipping business earlier a few months ago. I think we might go hard on that. Soon. But I had to stop it for a minute because I was getting ready for Spurgo Black Friday. Mm-hmm. But we might hit it 2021.
Gotcha.
But then also. No, just properties and different things like that we might do.
Yeah, I saw yours.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on the couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there. You know, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7 so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY, video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
You're doing like building out a course, right?
Yeah, so I got a program I actually just launched. I get 20, 30 messages a day. People just DMing me, yo, Trey, I want to start a clothing brand. Yo, Trey, can you help me? They sending me their full number. Hey, Trey, can you give me a call? Trey, like Trey, I need some help. And I can't answer them because it's over. It's like hundreds and hundreds of messages. So I got together a program, you know, just set, really just showing people how to build a 6- and 7-figure brand, you know, in like 12 weeks. It's just really everything that I know, all my connections. So we got people, all my mentors are in there. So Mr. Neo was in there just showing you everything. Like, Neo was like the full package. So he's showing you everything. Hum 500, Mr. Marcus is, you know, showing you financial literacy. Mr. 2 Weeks Out, Mrs. 2 Weeks Out, just showing you how to build your personal brand. So not just a clothing brand. If you need help with your personal brand, Mr. 2 Weeks Out and Mrs. 2 Weeks Out is killing it right now. Also, we got Runway Billionaire just killing you, like, you know, with credit and marketing. Like, Mr. Runway helped me a lot with, you know, marketing and just upping my image. We got so many more people, the CEOs of Support Black College, Support Black Colleges, they killing it right now, and they just doing great. They doing amazing. So we got them in there. They have an amazing clothing brand, over 1 million this weekend and Black Friday sales. So that's crazy. So we got them in there. We got some more people. We got life insurance with Mrs. Zoda Gold stocks. We got a bunch of things in the program. So I just want to, you know, give people all my connections. Mr. Jacoby, the guy who just did my website, redone it, is doing amazing right now. We having him in there. What should your website look like in 2021? And you know, having Mr. Jacoby in there, he might be able to do your website. So I'm giving you all my connections. I'm showing you how to build a website. What's the best website host to use? How to create a logo? What's the best colors to use in a logo? A lot of times, and you know, in full logos, we see red or we see yellow, or just in a bunch of logos, we see red. You got Netflix. You got, you know, we got a bunch of things, but I'm just hitting you with a lot in the program. So it's buildwithtrey.com, and you know, I'm just giving people, you know, straight path to success. So I'm really just, you know, giving them mentorship.
Yeah, I'm about to ask you some questions that are probably answered in the program.
Yeah.
Are you okay answering them right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. All right, so I want to start a clothing brand. Mm. What is the first step you would advise me to do?
The first step for you wanting to start a clothing brand, like, what type of clothing brand? Because you have so many different type of clothing brands. Like me, I consider my clothing brand as like a lifestyle, You could build like a affordable brand. Like, just like, you got brands like God Is Dope, where it's just like a motivational brand, and they just like standing for something. Support Black Colleges, they standing for something. But then you also got brands like Gucci and different things like that, who are just like strictly designer, and they you know, they really just showing, like, they just showing you quality. So find out what type of brand like you want to create. Come up with the name and logo. And get, you know, your first product started. So if you want to start off with hats, start off with hats. If you want to start off with t-shirts, do t-shirts. But first, just find out, like, what type of brand do you want to start? Is it motivational purposes? Is it, you know, like, what type of brand do you want to start? Mm-hmm.
And you say, I love that you're so young and you're optimistic. Because, and I think you, me, you know, and, you know, all the people we hang out with, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, we'll just put that joint together. Let's just start it. Right. And some people are so old, like, they've been through so much that in their head they're saying, you say, yo, if you want to start with hats, just start with hats. You and I understand that language. Mm-hmm. Yo, you just start. Like, okay, let's find where the hats at and let's just print them.
Right.
But why do people have that mental block of, why you say, yo, just start with hats. Go to this place, get them printed. I mean, go get the hats. Then you get them printed over here. And then they have all these questions, right? So why do you think people are, they're not free enough to go build?
I'm not really sure, but it's just always, you know, it's just always something when someone wants to start a business. It's like, yo, I need a team. I need this. I need that. I need this person. I need this type of camera. I need, you know, I remember my first 16 t-shirts with Spurgo, you know, they wasn't the best quality. And also, I wanted to start off with hoodies. I wanted to start off with hats and sweatsuits and different things like that. But I couldn't because I only had $178. I got them T-shirts printed. And in the beginning, yo, I thought them shirts was, like, the best. Like, you know, I couldn't tell the quality was off because of the quality that we have now. Like, the quality that we have now, everything custom made, tags inside, you know. You know, I just started, like, I got the $170 and, you know, I went out to different, you know, T-shirt companies and whatever I could afford with the $178, I just got it started. The number one thing is just for you to start. You find out the rest later. Like, you start now, find out the rest later.
Gotcha. I figure out what type of brand I want to do.
Right.
And then what do I do?
Create a logo, find out the name, and then, you know, start with hats. Start with T-shirts.
So if I'm going to start with hats, what should I do? Okay, my idea, I'm going to start with hats. What should I do?
Find a logo. Find a local, like, embroidery company. A lot of hats is embroidery. You can get your hat printed, too. Mm-hmm. But embroidery is, it looks better, but whatever you want to do. You can go to, a lot of us don't use Google to the max. Like, you could go on Google and find out anything. Local vinyl printing. Local embroidery printing. That's all you got to type in Google.
So you just go on Google, local embroidery printer, and a bunch of them pop up.
Call them, hey, how much would it cost for 10 hats to get embroidered? Ask them a few more questions. Do you guys provide the hats? And then, you know, and go up to them. It's really easy. Yeah.
it really is simple, right? Yeah. And I think the way you just put it will empower people to say, okay, I just embroidered. Blank hats, embroidered hats.
Yeah.
Where do I get them? Okay. Let's say I got these T-shirts. I found out the place to print them. I found a wholesale place to get them. Mm-hmm. I have 24 shirts in my living room.
Yeah.
The best brand in the world. Mm. What do I do?
You hit all the contacts in your phone. Hey, and this is if you have the shirts, that's great. But even before you have the shirts, you hit your contacts like, look, I'm coming out with this brand. You know, I'm coming out with this brand. It's called, just like for me, an example. Hey, I'm coming out with this brand. It's called Spurgo. It represents power, strength, and courage. And I make sure that I say their name. And you just edit this throughout everybody in your contact. Hey, Grandma, I want to know if you would be one of the first 25 people to support me. The shirt would be available.
Hold on. Yeah. Slow down. We can't speed past the bars because you're giving heavy bars right now.
Yeah.
I would like you to be one of the first 25 people to support my brand.
Yep.
That's powerful, bro.
My Cash App.
Just throw the cash right in there.
Yeah. My Cash App is $whatever. My Cash App is $whatever. The shirt will be ready next week. Boom. You got 25 people to support you $20. That's about $500-$600. You use that money that everybody supported you with. You buy the shirts that everybody pre-ordered. And then boom. That's just really how it go. So you get people to support you before you even have the product. So just having a mock-up, really.
Mm. All right, so we sell 25 t-shirts for $20. What is that? 25, $500, right?
Yeah.
What do I do with the money?
With that money, you use to buy the T-shirts. Like, you use to buy the T-shirts. So, this is like...
Now, I'm saying, if I have $500, what should I do with the $500 after I sold these 25 shirts?
You got to get the shirts, though.
Mm. Oh, you're talking about, like, pre-selling.
Yeah,
like
you got to get the shirts.
Are you saying get the $500 before you even put the shirt?
But if you already have the shirts, you get, you know, you use that $500 that you made from the 25 shirts, and you get more shirts.
So, okay, I got it. So, we send that text whether you got the shirts or not, okay? Uh-huh. If you don't have the shirts, you say it's going to be ready in a week. That's why you say it'll be ready in a week.
Yeah.
Because you take the money, then you print up the shirts and fulfill the orders. And if you do have
the shirts ready and, you know, you already bought them, you know, you use that money that people bought the shirts with, you give them their shirt, and you use that money, you know, to invest in some more shirts, and now... You know, you're able to get more customers, and you just hit. Now you're on Instagram. Now you're on Facebook, Twitter. You build you a website. You go out to local businesses, and you know, you just start promoting your brand and start pumping it.
You just gave a masterclass, bro.
Yeah.
Let's dig into social media, okay?
Yeah. I'm giving him some from the course.
I asked you, Neil did the same thing. Cool, I pulled cool. out his most cool, his cool. secret strategies. Yeah. Okay, all right. So, social media. Uh-huh. Okay, how do we move through this social media space? Like, what are some of your social strategies?
Some of my social strategies are, so number one, I post a lot of videos. Pictures are great, but videos catch people's attention more. Like, people just want to, like, learn more about you, like how you talk and, you know, but video just attract people more. And then also, another one of my social strategies, I hit them with a nice caption or my cover is always right. Like, because people's attention span is, like, 3 to 4 seconds. You know, 1 or 2 seconds. Once they see what you got going on, if you posted this before, they automatically swiping. If it ain't bold, like when they see me, like with the baby or little baby or one of the rappers, then make them want to watch. But if you're just goofing around on Instagram and different things, people are swiping. So, you know, just giving them something attractive, like boom, like just hitting them with more energy and different things like that. So that's some of my social strategies. But just making them more attractive, hitting them with different content. I don't really like to hit them with, you know, the same content all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you might just catch me in the store. Like, I might post a video whenever I touch back down in Philly. Like, yo, what's up, y'all? I'm back in the store for a few hours. Come catch me here. Or I might be in the post office sometimes just shipping out orders, you know, because I ain't ship out orders in a minute because my team is handling it. But I'm just hitting them with different content. Sometimes you might see me with Neo. Might hit them with a video with Neo. And then I might hit them with a different type of video, informational video. You know, so I hit them with funny content. I just hit them with so much different content so people can stay engaged on your page.
Fire.
Yeah.
How do we connect? So I've seen you with so many rappers, so many celebrities, influencers. How you do that?
I'm able to connect, you know, with so many different rappers, basketball players, big time CEOs is really just because they either hit me in the DM, like a few of the rappers, they hit me in the DM like, yo, I need the suit, the baby hat on. Hey, I need this suit. Or I might even hit them in the DM like, yo, like, what's good, mister? And I always make sure I put their real first name. I don't never put in Mr. the Baby. I hit him with his first name. And my name is Trey Brown. I'm a 14 entrepreneur. I got the clothing brand Spurgo. Spurgo represents this. Spurgo represents power, strength, and courage. You know, I just wanted to send you out a package just to pay homage. You're just extraordinary. I just want to send you a package, you know, because, like, you're killing the game and you're really just showing people, like, what our brand really represents. Like, you're showing people power. You're showing people strength. You're showing people that, you know, they could chase their dreams. So I hit them with that. And then I send pictures of, like, other celebrities wearing the brand. But another way that I might just, you know, connect with different celebrities and things is just always being around. Anytime there's an event, you know, this was before the pandemic. It was like a lot of events going on. So it was concerts and things like that. I'm at every event. It don't matter what type of event it is. If it's a concert, no matter who concert it is, you know, now the managers is really getting close. I'm getting people numbers. So whenever they hit the city, yo, Trey, that Spurgle Pack land, you got anything new? I'm able to go to the hotel and different things like that. I'm connecting with different people. And I'm just always around. So any event, I was always there. Made in America. I was there, and a lot of these events, I didn't even know how I was going to get in, you know. I know Jay-Z going to kill me when he hear this, but Made in America, I remember one time, I just seen a bunch of rappers was on the headlines, so I pull up to Made in America, I got a bag full of packs, and I got specific rappers, like I got the Baby, I got Blueface, like these people I know I need to give the gear to, and I don't know how I'm gonna get in, but my boy had hit me like, yo Trey, you need like to get backstage, and he was able to help me get back there, but I was able to give my package over to Blueface. Blueface wore the gear, he posted it. And then also the Baby, he posted it. Little Tekka, he posted it. But I don't even know like what I be doing some of these times. I just pull up to the event and just see what happens. I don't be having no ticket.
You know what's crazy? That's very special and unique because that's a skill set. And I think you'll probably look back on this, you know, by the time you're 21 and 22 and realize the stuff that you didn't know you were doing is the secret sauce, right? So, and this is just me being transparent. I'll sometimes hesitate to go somewhere if I don't know that I'm supposed to be there.
Right.
So I wouldn't pull up to Made in America. You feel me? Like, even early on, like, that was a handicap in my own grind. Like, I'm just not going to show up for the fear of being turned around or saying, yo, get out of here. Especially not trapping those shirts out because I don't want to look a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling up. Made in America, powerhouse, I'm pulling up. Yeah, and I got a lot of times at these different, you know, events, you know, I may look crazy, but I got, like, two suitcases with me. Everybody package got a name on it. So it's this concert called Powerhouse. They have it every year in Philadelphia. And it's just, like, it's about, like, 10 artists, the hottest, newest artists. Like, so I think last year it was Lil Baby, Da Baby, Migos, different things, like, different people like that. So I came in there, two, like, big duffel bags with everybody name in each package. I got this ready. I mean, I probably looked the crazy, but I got all my packages to everybody, and, you know, everybody shouted me out on Instagram. So, you know, I'm going up fans. You might say I'm looking crazy, but, you know, I'm getting more followers. I'm connecting with more people, and I'm just there. I just make sure, like, I pull up. Anytime there's an event, you know, I'm pulling up. But you always got to make sure your presentation is there. So you might look a certain way, but you look right.
Your energy is crazy, Trey.
Yeah, sure.
Your energy is on point. Like, I'm inspired right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I gotta ask you some tough, inappropriate questions. But you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, cool. So... Are you like dating at all right now?
No, just
are
focus.
You just not
focus.
Concerned about that part, right?
No, not okay. Right now. Just focus.
Good, man. Wait, it's a lot going on. Mr. Neo,
my mom, they don't play that anyway.
Yeah.
I'm focused though. Anytime I got on my all time, it's really I'm on a video game. I'm playing basketball, hanging out with the friends. I'm just, like, focused right now. I got too much to work on.
Good. All right, do you have an understanding of religion?
Yeah.
What is your belief system?
Christianity.
Okay.
And that's really important for me. Every week I pay my tithes. And I learned that in the early stages of business. I mean, God just been able to help me. You know, I pray every morning and different things like that. I remember sometimes I only made $600 a week, and I was making sure that I was paying more than even 10%, you know. And these were the weeks that I was just able to connect. Like, you know, I remember one time I'm in church, and, you know, I think I only made like $500-$600 this week. I put in tithes like $140 when I made $600 that week. And then after I did that, about like 15-20 minutes later, the baby has on a Spurgle sweatsuit. Everybody just sending it to me. So, you know, just things like that. But, like, my whole family is, like, really Christian. I go to church. That's my religion.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Sure.
Biggest L.
I'm
talking about, yeah. And maybe not, you know, maybe not business. It could be business. But something that, like, really maybe made you cry. Like, what? Biggest L.
I think this was like 2019 summer. I think we talking like late July. So my products get here, DHL, we got bathing suits and swim trunks. I try on the swim trunks, and, you know, this was on my part, and I was able to learn something valuable from this. This was on my part. I tried on the swim trunks. The swim trunks came down all the way to below my knees. And then also on the bathing suit for the women, you know, it just wasn't right. The sizes were off, you know, and I had to ship it all the way back. But one thing that I learned, you know, that even my mentor told me that, you know, that I should do, and this was before, but one thing that I learned and the mistake, you know, that I learned from this, and this is what I do every time now, was getting a sample. So anytime I'm working on a new product, I get a sample. Now, I remember back then, you know, I was just sending my manufacturer, like, look, I want it to look like this. And then when it came, hopefully it's right. Mm-hmm. But with the swim trunks and bathing suits, like, we're in late July. Summer is about to be over. I had to ship it back. And they had to remake it. It came back, and it just still wasn't right, you know. But that was the biggest L. I remember that day when I had got the products. When I had got the products, like, you know, I was just like crying. I was like, you know, because these were the only products. This is when I was just online. You know, this is when I was just online. I didn't really have no products, so you know, I was just really upset because I was like, dang, that was my fault. I should have got a sample. So from now on, I'm getting a sample. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it sucks. Like, I'm getting samples because, you know, the cost will hit you on the end. Because this was in the beginning where it was like we were just getting products and we were just like selling them. We didn't have backup products to live on. Like, we had these swim trunks. Like, we like the swim trunk bathing suits coming out. Like, this is about to be like the products that we about to sell. This is what's gonna help us get our revenue for the next month. So I learned that mistake, and I'm never gonna make that mistake ever again.
You know what's crazy? Because I asked somebody else that question, and they're in the clothing space. They're like, yo, they sent the wrong joints and all that, and the size was different. But I really feel like I'm talking to a grown man. He took responsibility, like, yo, that was my fault. I should have got a sample. They didn't do it wrong. It's my fault. Yeah. And, like, taking responsibility is a major key to, forget success, but being a stand-up human being.
Uh-huh. And that's, taking responsibility is important, definitely when you have a team, man, because the whole team is relying on me.
You okay with that pressure?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. And, you know, that's why I hang around positive people. Like, I'm just like a positive person because I'm hanging around positive people. But the whole team is relying on me, so I can't post negative things on Instagram. I can't be dumbing people down because the whole team is, like, relying on me. I got a whole team to feed. People are, like, literally paying their bills off of me. My team overseas, like, they're, you know, they need me. So you got to just take responsibility. That's why I always get a lot of help from the team. Like, I have, like, whoever's, like, the professional at that part of the team, I let them handle that. Like, yo, if you're good at emails, you're only gonna handle emails. You shouldn't, if you're good at emails, you shouldn't be in a warehouse as well. You just focus on emails. We got somebody else. You're good with moving, you're good with working in a warehouse, you work in a warehouse. You good with websites, you focus on a website. So it's like you just gotta take responsibility. Everybody play their role and everybody play their part.
I have a newfound respect for you, Trey.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. Really, I mean, on the surface, like, a kid got a brand. But, like, when I talk to you, you got, like, a whole nother level of wisdom that a lot of adults don't have, which I'm sure we're all learning from this today. So I want to say thank you, man.
For sure.
So I want to wrap this up, but I like to make predictions on the podcast. Okay? Mm-hmm. And in my predictions, I want to know where you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years. So you'll be 19 or, you know, 24 years old. What do you see yourself accomplishing? Because I want to watch this in 5 years or 10 years and say, yo, Trey, he was a little kid, little teenager. Right. He said he was going to do this 5, 10 years ago.
Right.
So give me your prediction.
All right. So, Mr. Dave, before I even hit you with that, you know what's crazy? About 2 years ago, you know, I spoke on a call for Mr. Neo on a Circle of Greatness call. And Mr. Neil asked me this. This was 2 years ago. He asked me, or somebody in the car, they asked me, like, yo, Trey, where do you see yourself in 2 years? And I told them exactly this. I said, I can see myself having a Spurgo headquarters. I want to have Spurgo be shipping nationally and internationally. This was in the beginning. And now to this day, I got a Spurgo headquarters. We're shipping to Africa daily. We're shipping to Australia daily. We're shipping to Austria, you know, daily. And that's crazy.
Can we pull that?
Yeah.
Can we pull that clip? You got that clip? The call he did?
Yeah, we got to go deep. Yeah, we got to go deep. Yeah. We probably deep, but, you know, and guys, this is important. This is just for everybody that's watching the podcast, just affirming, you know, them type of things. Like I said, like, I'm going to have a Spurgo headquarters. I'm going to be shipping nationally and internationally. I said, like, I'm going to retire my mom. So now us is speaking about the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to be crazy. Like, when it happens, it's like we was just talking 100%. About it. But in the next 5 to 10 years, I just want to I want to open, like, you know, more businesses. And, you know, I just want to have Spurgo, I just want to have Spurgo be a more national and international brand. I want to have Spurgo be that brand. Like, yo, whenever I want to rock something positive, I'm going to throw on Spurgo today. Like, when I throw it on, it gives you, like, some type of energy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I want to open up some more different businesses. I want to hit, like, real estate harder. And then also, I just want to, like, I want to own a company, you know, that controls the world daily. So like, you got companies like Amazon, Apple that we use every day. I want to create a company like that, like the next, like, Netflix or Hulu or different things like that. So, I don't know. But in the next 5 to 10 years, I definitely want to have my security company up and running.
What's a security company? What do you mean?
So security just as far as, like, basketball players and you know, and different celebrities and music, you know, because I feel like security is really important and everyone needs security. And then also it's a contract-based business and, like, getting in business type like that, like, just get you like, you get a contract annually, so it's guaranteed, like, money. And then also I want to open up a cleaning business, so for like, stadiums like the Wells Fargo Center and different things like that. So, you know, like, the NBA stadiums and the baseball stadiums, after the games and stuff like that and after the events, they need cleaners because it just be a lot of people in there, thousands and thousands of people there. They just need cleaners. So if my cleaning company could be good for them, it would be amazing. So I want to open up a cleaning company, security company, get big on the trucks, 18-wheeler trucks. And then also, But I want to affirm this stuff now, so.
My man said, I like it because it's a contract-based business. Where you learn about contract-based businesses, man? Where are you getting this stuff from?
YouTube mentors. Really? but, yeah, in the next 5 to 10 years, I just want to see Spurgo, like, just being big. Seeing Spurgo be a billion-dollar company. Spurgo is now just turning into a household name. You know, people always posting us, like, on TikTok, like, brands, like, up-and-coming brands. Like, they always include us, like, and different things like that. Brands in Philly, like, we always, like, top three just coming up. But, yeah, next 5 to 10 years, I just want to see Spurgo being big. I want to have, you know, I want to have at least, like, 11, 12 streams of income just hitting me. I just want to put my little sister in position. My little sister, she's 8 years old, but I just want to, you know, I just want to build more. Like, next 5 to 10 years, we got so much to work on. Yep.
I love this kid, man. I love this kid. Yo, I want to say thank you. Okay, I'm gonna do a quick little commercial. Okay, uh-huh. You're gonna tell people how to find you, and I need you to close out with a word of wisdom. All right. I'm gonna do a commercial real quick. Get your bars together. All right, you got some bars?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. This episode is sponsored, as always, by The Morning Meetup. The Morning Meetup. The only. We are the only organization that meets every single day for the empowerment of entrepreneurs all across the country. 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every single day, Monday through Friday. We are every month we have a different theme. We're either going on content creation or social media marketing or branding or real estate or financial literacy. So every single day, Monday through Friday, you can be a part of this this community where you can start, grow, or scale your business and just connect with other entrepreneurs mm-hmm. from around the country. You can try today. I'm gonna give you a special opportunity to try this program out for 7 days for $1. It's just $1, okay? If you don't like us, okay? If you like on the call, you're like, yo, David don't know what he's talking about. I know he built some successful businesses, but he still don't know what he's talking about. All you gotta do is cancel. It's no contract, month to month. You do what you want. But if you want to stay and you want to grow, I promise you we can help you in your success journey. So go to themorningmeetup.com. Okay, Trey.
Yeah.
Thank you,
good.
Man.
That's good. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you
inspired.
So much.
Thank you so much. You taught much, me some Mr. stuff today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity just to be on a podcast. And Mr. Dave, I've been watching you for a long time. And then, you know, one thing that I want to tell everybody also on the podcast, like, I've been watching you a long time, but me just being in a network, in a circle, like, with people like Mr. Neo, Mr. Hum 500, 19 Keys, you know, and people like that, I was able to meet you. And I just want to tell people, like, find yourself like a network and a group of people, a group of like-minded people. Find yourself a mentor. Find somebody, you know, that you could look up to, someone that's doing what you're doing. And find you know, somebody that, like, I don't know if people can get circles bigger than us, like our circle, because our circle crazy. But find yourself a circle with like-minded people that's killing it, and just, you know, start hanging out with them, talk with them, you know, take them out to lunch, and, you know, just build you a circle, you know, because a lot of us, we all do different things, and we all just putting each other in position, and we all just, you know, giving each other opportunities, you know, and everybody, you know, just supporting each other. And, you know, that's what I really love about, you know, this network. So find yourself, you know, a mentor, find yourself, you know, a circle of people that, you know, that you could run with and different things like that. But yeah, guys, find yourself a mentor, someone like me.
The mentee has become the mentor. Okay, tell people how to find you, Trey.
So guys, you could find me on Instagram at CEO Trey Brown, Clubhouse CEO Trey Brown, Facebook Trey Brown, but then everything for Spurgo is Spurgo.com, Spurgo Billionaire on Instagram, Official Spurgo on Twitter, Spurgo on Facebook. And then guys, also, this is for everybody. I just released a program last week, and I released a program showing people how to build a 6- and 7-figure brand. And guys, I'm just giving you like all my connections. I'm giving you like just access to all my mentors, and they just, you know, giving you the game. So a few people that we have, you know, in the program, we have Mr. Neo DeViso, we have Hum 500, Mr. Marcus, just showing you financial literacy. We got Mr. Runway showing you marketing. We got Mr. 2 weeks out. And Mrs. 2 weeks out, we have them just showing you personal brand. We got 19 keys. We got myself in there, and I'm just like giving you so much gems and, you know, how to build a 6- and 7-figure brand. Everybody asks me every day, like, Trey, I want to start a brand. Trey, I want to start a brand. And, you know, I officially released a program. You could go to buildwithtrey.com and roll. And we just, you know, can't wait to start with you. Like, we super excited, you know. Just to have people, you know, ready to move into entrepreneurship, and people that just ready to build a brand that we could help and we could, you know, and we could just connect with. So yeah, guys, it's buildwithtrey.com, CEO Trey Brown on Instagram, Spurgo Billionaire, Spurgo.com. But guys, make sure you get your Spurgo drip. You go to buildwithtrey.com and, you know, enroll. We ready. Let's get it. Let's get you started.
Can't close it out no better than that. Make sure you follow this young man's journey. Just a wealth of knowledge, and you are wise beyond your years. And I want to say thank you for me, because I learned so much. All right. Yeah. So make sure y'all follow my man Trey and go get you some social proof. Go build something, man, and teach other people how to build it. All right. We are out of here. Peace.
Let's get it. Spurgo.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.